16 minutes to 9. You might want to listen carefully for the next few minutes. This next story is surprising, but in a positive way, which is quite unusual sometimes, isn't it? Just 1 minute of vigorous exercise a day is linked to a longer life, according to a new study of 3,300 Americans. Professor Emmanuel Stamatakis is from the University of Sydney, led that study. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Rosemary Connolly's with us as well, diet and fitness expert, well known to us all for 50 years of helping us get fitter. Hello, Rosemary Connolly. Thank you for being with us as well. I mean, this is really surprising, Professor. How do we do this, first of all? When we talk about a minute of exercise, what are we talking about?
Here we are talking about incidental physical activity. So strictly speaking, it's not exercise what most people would understand by exercise. Most people would understand gyms, running, swimming. Here we are talking about incidental physical activity that is done as part of day-to-day routines, daily living. It doesn't need any time commitment, any special preparations. You don't need to spend money. You don't need to go to clubs. It's things we're doing as part of our day-to-day routine. Walking up the stairs, for example, instead of using the lifts, and carrying shopping and playing with kids, doing gardening, things like that. I would be very, very keen to rephrase the headline of London Times, because I really don't think that the message that 1 minute of vigorous exercise can sort you out is helpful. What our findings really reflect is that those people who don't do any structured exercise, they don't go to gyms, they don't go for runs. For those people who, among those who day in, day out, do 5, 6, 7, 8 very short bouts of high intensity activity that is part of their day-to-day routines, they seem to potentially be getting some significant premature mortality benefit, have lower risk of premature mortality. So it's very, very important to pitch this kind of research and these findings right, because this is not about silver bullets of any kind. People who don't do any incidental activity, to be able to incorporate 5 or 6 or 7 short bouts between 20 seconds, 30 seconds, up to 1 minute, it will take a little bit of effort. Of course, it's a lot more feasible than registering, joining a gym, getting a personal trainer, spending money. It has a lot of many feasibility advantages. But yeah, behavioral change and habit formation is difficult.
Yes, it is. I see what you mean. It is more, you can't just do it once or once a day and expect to have an effect. It's got to be done every day. Rosemary Connolly, I'm conscious that we're coming to this item and I am 2 hours and 46 minutes into a 3 hour radio program where I haven't stood up once. So I'm already feeling that I haven't done much for my health. But you've always been about trying to make it fit into life, haven't you?
Well, I'm absolutely behind the professor here. I think it's wonderful news, because for most people, they don't want to join the gym, they don't want to go to a class or whatever, and then they feel, well, I don't do any exercise at all, so I've written myself off. And what this does is give us hope. Like going up the stairs and not leaving things at the bottom of the stairs and taking them up when you've got a pile, but taking them up every single time, is all part of what the professor is suggesting. And that is exercise, some ideas that we've been teaching for years and years and years. And I love the fact that it's now being proven to be of a real benefit to us. And similarly, if you've got a dog, go and, yes, we use those sort of slinger dog ball throwers, but chasing after it, chasing after the dog, chasing after the children, anything that makes us a bit out of puff. And if we can do that several times a day, that has to be good for us, because basically it's saying to our heart, let's work a bit harder. And I love the fact it's part of everyday living. So whether it be carrying the washing out, putting it on the line, getting it in again because it starts raining, all of these things add up. I love the fact of getting the shopping out of the trolley into your boot of your car, carrying it out of your boot when you get home and putting it all away. That is a form of exercise, and it takes quite a while. I know when I've done it.
And it all counts.
I'm exhausted.
So well, it can be, depending on what you've bought. Do you think, Rosemary, we've got ourselves to a position now where sometimes if we can't do all of it, we just write it off. It's like waiting for Monday to start your diet. You know, 10,000 steps a day. Oh, well, I can't manage that, so I won't do any. Oh, the gym. Well, I can't get there, so I just won't do anything. It is about not writing something off because we can't do all of it.
I agree. And I think what's really important about that is that the really interesting information more recently is that 7,000 steps has just the same benefits as 10,000. So if you think, well, I could just can't do 10,000, then look at 7,000. It's been clinically proven that this is fact. 7,000 steps is a much easier goal. If you can do 7,000 steps as opposed to 2,000 steps, that is massive. And so it's having smaller goals that are achievable. And I love that. And I love this whole concept of, yes, little things, lifestyle things, but doing them rather than leaving them is really important.
Yeah, and things that are manageable in a busy life. Rosemary Connolly, Professor Emmanuel Stamatakis, thank you for joining us. I think, Emma, next item, because it always comes when you've just been so sedentary for ages.